Merry Christmas, Chrysanthemum Cliff. I think I was too close to the mic for that. Merry Christmas, Chrysanthemum Cliff.
I'm going to leave both of those in because I think it gives people a really good idea of you know, what Heather sounds like when she's super close to her mic and when she's halfway across the room. Neither were probably perfect. If we mix those together somehow, that would be the perfect Heather that you'd hear if you were with Heather in real life. Heather, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. And if you want to hear the perfect mic processing, you can find me at Laser1033 in Des Moines. There's an app. There's a web stream at Heather Lee MD on Instagram. I'm very close to 1,000 people. So wow. if we can get me to 1,000, that would probably be the greatest Christmas gift ever. So if you're on the IG and you can follow me, I would appreciate that so much. I'll follow you back.
I don't think I follow Heather, and now I feel real bad about it. I'll have to do that. And if you want to hear the perfect mic'd version of me with perfect processing, this is probably as good as it gets, actually. I recorded a commercial like 2 years ago at my last job for tires. I could maybe have our mutual friend Adam dig that up, and I could post that somewhere. I don't know if it ever actually aired because I was not very good. So, you know.
You are very good, though, Cliff.
Thank you.
Because we had a building of people that could have voiced that, and you were the chosen one.
I think it's because it was like late in the day and Adam just needed someone. I don't think it was my skill level that got me that job. I think it was, he's like, I podcast with this guy. We could probably make this work. And then he was like, oh no, he never told me it aired. So I'm not enthusiastically sure that it actually did. But anyway,
full disclosure, we are not doing this on Christmas Day. This is being recorded on Christmas Eve because Cliff and I have families to attend to on Christmas Day, and we love you, people listening, but we are taking today off, and today we are going to preemptively talk about some gifting, and then we'll be back tomorrow live on Zoom on the Facebook page to do a post-mortem on Christmas.
A Christmas post-mortem. That sounds like the most amazingly festive thing I could possibly imagine. We're going to talk about all the things that went right with Christmas this year, all the things that went wrong with Christmas year. Try and come up with a plan to make next Christmas better. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Well, it's called Boxing Day, but yes.
Perfect.
Yes, absolutely. So, Cliff, did I ever tell you about the worst gift that I ever received?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, so last year on Christmas Day.
That was last year?
No. Oh. Last year on Christmas Day, if you go deep dive into our old episodes, I think we talked about our Christmas traditions on Christmas Day. And Cliff told a lovely story about living in Utah and driving up the thing and the pancakes and like all of the sweet things. This year, I'm going to tell you about the worst gift that I ever received because balance. So I was newly seeing a dude who turned out to be a very long relationship of mine. But it was one of those things where you don't really expect a big gift from someone, but you
Sure.
expect something. So he hands me this gift. And I think to myself, you know what I bet this is? I bet this is a cell phone charger because, Cliff, you know me well. I lose those things.
Constantly.
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, I can never have too many cell phone chargers. Actually, speaking of that, I feel like we just give the world ideas constantly. You know what there should be, Cliff? There
No.
should be a charger of the month subscription for that person who doesn't keep their chargers very well. And like they could not only send you chargers, but they could send you like these little things, which is the connection for the phone that allows you to both listen to headphones and charge at the same time, which I just got and I love and I'll probably lose tomorrow.
Maybe that is not a subscription box, Heather, because there's just you. Like, would you be the only person that would subscribe to that? Or should I just set up some, like, you know, with Amazon, you can set up a thing called like subscribe and save and every month they will send you, like we get all of our like household things, like we get toilet paper subscribe and save and dishwasher soap and like a lot of like Brooks hair care products come subscribe and save. Maybe you could just subscribe and save yourself a phone cord, make your own gift box, every month a new one would show up and you'd be good to go.
It's very complicated. I probably won't do it.
Okay.
But it's a great idea, Cliff.
You'd save 15%, you know.
We've diverted down a path. So anyway, imagine me. I'm in a car with my boyfriend at the time. He hands me this thing. I think it's a cell phone charger, which makes me happy and excited because it's the right price point. It's something I need. He is watching me open it, so excited. I'm ready to be happy. And I open it, and it's a pack of razors.
What?
Plastic, disposable razors. And immediately I think, are you telling me that I don't shave my legs enough? Like, what is this gift? Like, why are you buying me? Immediately my mind just, and I'm like, no, I'm hairless. Like, what is this? Like, and I got really, really, really mad, like very mad about this. Cause this is not like you and Brighton Mary Brooke, who have been together since the dawn of time, where you could buy her, something like that and she's not going to take it personally. It would be like funny, you know, like, ha, you got me some razors. So I got irrationally angry, threw it at him. And then he explained to me that when he was over at my apartment, he noticed that I was using those cheap Daisy dollar razors with like one blade, and he thought that he would buy me something that I wasn't spending money on for myself, which is these like six blade crazy really nice fancy razors. And after the explanation, it made sense, but it was still the absolute worst gift that I have ever received from anyone ever.
So Brighton Mary Brooke and I have been married for 22 years. We've known each other for just over 25. And I would not give her razors as a gift for love nor money. Like, I wouldn't do that on a bet. Like, I will say, I bought Brooke a vacuum one time for Christmas. Like, I know her well enough to know that, like, that was something that was very exciting for her. Like, my friends were like, you cannot give your wife a vacuum for Christmas. Like, that is literally the worst gift. I'm like, no. You don't understand. This is, like, Brooke will get this. And I gave her a vacuum, and she loved it. So, like, I understand what you can and can't give. Yeah. Razors are something you never give. You absolutely never give. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was horrible. By the way, I'm intrigued. My ears perked up with the vacuum because I recently got this shark stick I can get the cobwebs out of the ceiling cracks with, and I love it. I have pets, and so not only are there like little random cobwebs up in the in the ceiling, but little animal hairs get stuck up there somehow. I don't know how they get there. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Gravity, what is it? But what kind of vacuum did you get her?
Okay, so this is actually funny because so this is probably 13 years ago, I think we decided. I bought her one of the like yellow Dysons. It was kind of like right after Dysons kind of hit. And we'd been married at that point for like 7 years, I would say. Well, maybe 9 years, 8 years. And we'd gone through like three vacuums because, you know, you always get that first vacuum when you first get married and it's like $85 at Target and it's garbage. Like, I think the first one we had actually had like bags because that's how old I am. Ooh. And then we got a second one when that one died that was also garbage. And then we spent like quite a bit of money on a third one and it was also garbage. So I got her a Dyson, like I was saying, about 13 years ago. And it's an amazing vacuum. They're absolutely incredible. And it's never broken. It's never, you know, had any problems at all. And we actually thought it was still doing a really good job. And then last week or the week before, they put the newest Dyson on. Like, I found this really incredible deal. They're normally like $400 and I got one for like $175.
God, how did you not share that deal with me?
Sorry, I didn't know you were in need of a vacuum. And so that came, I'm going to say Wednesday of this week. And we put it together and we vacuumed. And apparently our 13-year-old Dyson was not really sucking very well because the new one sucked up stuff. Like, I'm like, our carpet feels so plush. Like, it's done, it just like sucked all the dirt out of it. It sucked all the dog hair out of it. And it like raised it up and made it all poofy in ways that our old Dyson was not doing. Moral of the story, Heather, is Dyson vacuums are amazing and everyone should own one. That's the moral of the story.
Well, they also have hair dryers, which I hear are amazing. My salon has them, and I always enjoy it. I've never used one on myself, by myself, but they're really neat and pretty.
So
pretty much any Dyson product is awesome, as far as I'm concerned.
So Heather has obviously met Brooke before, and those of you who have not, I will describe her. She has very, very long hair. Like, it's,
she's basically Ariel from The Little Mermaid is Brooke.
Like, even more so, I think she's actually more the chick from Brave, if you've seen that. Like Ariel has pretty tame hair. Like, it's just kind of red and wavy. The girl from Brave has, like, giant curly massive red hair. She looks quite a bit like her. So but Brooke's hair is probably long enough that she can sit on it. It's very curly, it's very thick. It takes about a half hour to dry with a normal blow dryer, to, like, get it dry enough that it doesn't drive her crazy. I bought her a Dyson last year, one of the Dyson hair dryers, and it cut her hair drying time in about half. So yeah, they're very good. They won't, the reason I did it is I actually went on a photo shoot with a talent at our old station, and she was having her hair done as part of some thing she was doing, and the hairdresser used one. I'm like, I was questioning him heavily about the Dyson hair dryer, and he's like, yeah, they're amazing, they do everything you think they would. So yeah, I that would be a very good gift for next year, is what I'm saying. A Dyson hair dryer and a Dyson vacuum, good gifts all around.
And Cliff, tell me about, did you have a bad or a good gift to share to kind of balance out my razor story?
So I will tell you two quick things. Probably the most interesting, like, surprising gift I have ever gotten in my entire life. I might have mentioned this last year. I can't remember. Like, time's very fluffy these days, Heather. But when I was probably 13 or 14, my parents gave me the Pink Floyd box set. Had, like, the first nine Pink Floyd CDs on it. And, it, like, at the time, like, it seems like kind of a weird thing to think about now, where I can go on Spotify and listen to that for effectively free. I mean, I pay $5 a month for Spotify. And, like, the world, there's 22 million CDs I could listen to, like, right now. But, like, back in the day, if you wanted to listen to music, like, you bought it on CD. And if you did not have that CD, you did not listen to that music. And so, to me, that was a gift that was well outside. I would have never asked for it, because, like, a 9-disc box set at the time was probably $150. Like, it was expensive to get a box set of that size and cost. And do you remember Media Play? Like, it was a big, like, music store, probably in the late 90s, mid 90s. They went out of business, but just incredible. They had
I very vaguely remember it, but what I'm really remembering is the time when you had to watch MTV or VH1 for hours to see the video that you wanted to see. You couldn't just go to YouTube and watch it. And I'm, you know, you're talking about the buying of music situation, and I'm like, man, we spent a lot of time just waiting for the content that we wanted. How crazy was that?
Well, or, I mean, like, literally back in the day where you would call a radio station to request a song so you could record it on tape and hoped the DJ wouldn't talk over the front half of your song or the last half of your song, because you didn't want, like, their DJ chatter over the song you were trying to record so you could, like, make a mixtape for your boyfriend or girlfriend, you know? But anyway, like, Media Play was an interesting company, because, like, in a land of where the only places you could buy music really back then was, like, Musicland or Sam Goody, and a CD was 17, 18 bucks. Media Play kind of came out of nowhere, at least in Utah for us, and sold CDs at, like, $12 instead of 17. And so my parents were able to get this, like, crazy good deal on this box set. And I don't remember, it's probably the only gift that has ever left me, like, absolutely speechless. Like, I opened it up and I was just, like, in awe that I owned this. And I wore those CDs out. I was a huge, like, classic rock nerd in my teenage years. And so I probably listened to those CDs a million times. And before I moved to Seattle, I actually gave them away to somebody. I don't remember who I gave them to, but I don't listen to CDs anymore. So they didn't do me much good. But yeah, I mean, those were a huge part of my life for 20 years. And I don't know if I've ever gotten I've gotten gifts that weren't great, but I don't know if I ever had a bad gift. But I will tell you about the first gift that Brooke ever gave me, actually. So this was actually probably almost exactly 25 years ago. So this was before we were dating. We were just friends in high school. And she, back in the day in Utah, and I don't know if this was a thing other places, but I'm going to say, like, the Boy Scouts or some group like that would set up these, like, areas at the mall where you could go and get things gift wrapped, and they'd actually like seal them inside a tin can. So you'd get these. Yeah, it was kind of, it was just like unique, and it was kind of a fun idea. And they'd have different sizes, so you could get like small ones, or like, you know, like a pint of paint size can, and then like a, you know, like a huge gallon size can. But you actually needed a can opener in order to open them. Like, so they were literally sealed inside. And so, you know, Brooke and I had known each other for about 3 or 4 months at this point in time. And like, I would not have ever thought to buy, like, I don't think we really bought friends Christmas presents, you know, at that point in time, senior year in high school. Like, maybe we did a little bit, but she'd been sick for, I think that was when she had chicken pox, I want to say, in high school. And so she hadn't been to class for a little while. And so I hadn't seen her. And so she just dropped off this present. I was like, first of all, I'm like, shoot, I did not reciprocate. And even like, we didn't start dating for another 5 months after that. But even at that time, like, I had quite a crush on her. And so I felt stupid that she dropped this gift off and I didn't have anything to give to her, but whatever. And so we get inside. I'm like, this is super cool. And like, my family, like, I don't know, like, we should have owned a can opener. I don't know why we didn't, or if our can opener was broken, or for some reason it didn't like fit onto that thing, but we could not open that can. Like, there, nothing I could do would open that can. We had no idea what was in it. And so literally I was at like my parents' garage with like a hammer and a screwdriver, like puncturing the top of it and like clipping it with wire cutters, trying to open the top of it to find out what that gift was. And I'll be honest, I don't remember at all what was actually inside of it. I only remember the, like, it probably took me a half hour, 45 minutes to get the lid off to figure out what it was. But that was actually the very first gift that Brooke ever gave to me. Like I said, probably 5 months before we started dating, towards the end of our senior year in high school. So it's a really cool memory. I wish I could remember what was in it. She probably remembers. I'll ask her and we'll find out.
That is so epic of a zombie apocalypse type scenario where you have a can of something and you have to locate a screwdriver and a hammer to try to open it, and you don't even know what's inside, right? But you're kind of hoping it's food or something useful because the zombies are coming.
Could be beans, could be anything, who knows. It might be nothing, it might be bad, but I'm sure it was something delightful. Brooke is nothing if she's not delightful.
Oh, she is probably the most delightful, and the two of you together are the most adorable.
We're very sweet. So I can't disagree.
Oh, so we're going to get back together tomorrow. You should invite Brooke to join us.
That would be fun.
If she's available.
I'm sure she would be available. We can work something out.
Okay. I'll put on one of my Christmas outfits and we'll have a grand old time.
I'll wear my ugly Hawaiian shirt that is going to win me the shirt prize at my Christmas party. It'll be great.
Who do we have to say Merry Christmas to?
Oh, man.
Jane and Sally.
Jamie. Our friend in Switzerland. I don't remember what their name is.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The person who listens to us to practice their English. Thank you.
Yes. Probably my friend Jen. I know she listens in Ireland. So,
yes,
yeah.
Irish Jen. We got to ask her about the celery thing. Don't forget.
She is American, but her husband is Irish. So I will ask him about the sticking celery into potatoes thing. I'll find out.
Perfect. Well, Merry Christmas to all and to all.
One other person, my friend Chanel. She listens.
Chanel, a good night.
Yep.